USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying he was testing whether Walmart truly honors the Second Amendment, as he says the retailer claims. A Missouri man who created a panic walking into a Springfield Walmart last week, armed with two guns and wearing body armor, says he'd do it again.
I mean, I called Walmart to make sure this was allowed, and they said it was. So,
if open carry.
Yeah.
And they said you could?
Yeah.
21-year-old Dmitry Andronchenko speaking there to NBC News. He's facing a charge of making a terrorist threat and could do 4 years in prison if convicted. There's a report the Manhattan Federal Detention Center staffers who were assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. Epstein was found hanged in his cell over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Planes are again flying in and out of Hong Kong International Airport after 2 days of pro-democracy protests forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights. The airport saw some tense clashes yesterday between police and demonstrators. Arguments over gun control continue after recent mass shootings.
Democrats and those whose lives have been impacted by mass shootings are still calling for stronger gun control. Representative Don Byers says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is refusing to call back the Senate for political reasons.
He's waiting for the outrage to die down, for the headlines to change, for the people to turn the page and think about something else.
That from USA Radio's Wendy King. Meanwhile, President Trump says he and Senate Majority Leader McConnell are working on toughening gun background checks. The FBI looking for whoever fired shots at two Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices in San Antonio yesterday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
China's foreign ministry is warning the United States about speaking out against violent crackdowns on protests in Hong Kong. Riot police have been seen violently going after pro-democracy protesters. We told you about the Hong Kong airport finally reopening late yesterday following shutdowns because of clashes between police and demonstrators there. Here are some lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have issued statements condemning what they describe as acts of violence by those police. China's accusing the U.S. of playing a role in the unrest, an accusation that Washington flatly denies. Some Apple laptops are no longer being allowed on planes. The FAA announcing the ban yesterday because they say the batteries can overheat and catch fire. It affects 15-inch MacBook Pro laptops. So between 2015 and 2017, Apple has already recalled the batteries, and four airlines implemented the ban a few days ago. A similar ban was in place in 2016 after batteries in Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 had phones explode. And the star of Chrisley Knows Best is being indicted on tax evasion, a 12-count indictment against Todd Chrisley and his wife Julie, also includes charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit bank fraud. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.